The 450-passenger ship was supposed to come out of a scheduled overhaul at Ketchikan's Vigor Marine Dry Dock March 31st. Instead, it will resume sailing April 28th. It usually travels a route between Prince Rupert, British Columbia, and Haines, with seven other port calls along the way. Alaska Marine Highway spokeswoman Ora Landau says no other ships are available to fill in.
The Malaspina is the community boat for Southeast Alaska. You know, it gets into smaller ports that the mainliners can't get into, and impacts the Malaspina, we understand, are significant for passengers and communities.
The ferries Columbia and Leconte will sail to and from those ports as scheduled, but service will be less frequent without the Malaspina. The delay is due to a scheduling problem, not the need for additional repairs. A barge used as a floating cruise ship berth in Ketchikan will be in the Vigor Marine dry dock longer than expected. City Ports and Harbors Director Steve Corporon says it's being overhauled.
It's in dry dock for routine maintenance to clean it, recoat it, and put new zincs on it. And being Southeast Alaska, whenever you're trying to essentially paint something this time of year, sometimes it can take a little longer to get it done than you would hope.
The berth and its supporting structures were struck by a cruise ship in 2016, but Corporon says most of those repairs have already been completed. Landau says the Malaspina work is routine, part of the Marine Highway System's regular maintenance plan.
The Malaspina in overhaul is going to get painted on its underside. The propeller hubs will be reconditioned, and there'll be some steel inserts on the car deck to replace wasted steel, and then they'll go through its normal annual inspections.
In addition to Prince Rupert and Haines, the Malaspina stops at Juneau, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Cake, Hoonah, and Sitka. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.